Mirror boats fire up.
Well, we've got the redneck lawn blower over there that's clearing off the dock. All fired up.
I hear it.
Roll, but
I heard him.
We, real quick, we have a product package here that they're giving away of a Zebco 202.
My first reel, man.
Rod and reel. Yep. You have your bait bucket with your dip net.
Minnow net,
your hooks, your worms. Oh, well, actually, we got a couple of different kind of worms. We have bobbers. We've got a tape measure.
We got to have that.
So they can't lie about fishing. Or, no, wait, no, that's not a tape measure. That's a hat light.
Oh, yeah, that's nice.
So we have all these wonderful and beautiful, useful products.
This is what all the kids got when they came in there, and this is absolutely free. And one of the guys that made all that possible is on the phone with us this morning. Mark, you there, buddy?
There's the lead-in.
Morgan.
What's going on, guys?
What are you doing? Are you on your way up?
I am on my way to work.
I kind of figured as much.
This is a work-related function, man. Come on.
Yeah, you can. This would be a tax write-off.
I typically don't work Saturdays, but I decided to swap a day with my partner because he had some bigger obligations than I. So
it's fun when you own your own business, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I'm telling you, the kids are out here, man. They're thanking you with their hearts, man, because I'm telling you, every one of them, they go over there. You know how kids look when they're standing in line? They just kind of like, oh, man, I can't believe I got about. Here you go. And they hand all that stuff. And if it, what, this is mine? Yeah, look, I got this. Oh, my gosh. I mean, they all walked away. Every one of them is going to be happy, man.
That is awesome. That's awesome. Whenever I heard about the event months ago when Glenn and I talked, I lit up myself. I mean, I'm like a little kid on Christmas Day, too, when I can give back like that. I love helping kids.
Well, and how many of these kids, we've talked to a 4-year-old and a 10-year-old this morning, and they're ate up with it. And how many kids, God willing, in this age, they need to be eat up with getting in the woods or on the water or doing something like that. And it's great that, brother, I love you, man. It's just nice to see when people get a chance to give back and they do it.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll tell you, man, I'm so blessed to have the dad that I have. You know, how he raised me, you know, how he brought me along through the years. I just couldn't imagine being raised a different way. And I'm glad that these kids have the same opportunities and are out there creating memories. It's not so much about the catch. It's about the memory. And I'll tell you, I remember like it was yesterday some of the times that my dad and I had when I was that age. And I'll tell you, man, it's just a great life.
It is, and I tell you, one of the great things about this tournament out here that we're doing, it's our third annual Panfish Challenge out of Panta Vista Lodge, is you look at every one of these boats that's going out. I don't care if it's an airboat, a pontoon boat, john boat, kayak boat, bay boat, whatever, it's all going
sorry,
out
the
there.
Sorry, stars and bars were going out.
Oh,
I had
sorry.
To stand and salute.
Every one of them has at least one or two kids on it. And I know that we had over 40 boats already registered for this as the tournament started. I don't know how many we have by the end of the day, but out of that 40 boats,
It's a parade right now.
It was over 50 kids just on those boats alone. So that's the beautiful part of it, is that every one of these boats, there's kids on it. And they're all going to go out. And like you said, Mark, memories are going to be made today that'll last a lifetime.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right. I'm happy for y'all, happy for us. I hope they have a great day. I hope the weather holds out nice. I hope some big catches come. I can't wait to see some of the pictures that y'all post later on today, just to see the smiles.
And one other thing that I can say, and I'm not usually a fan of everybody getting a participation trophy, that it's a kid, but how many participation trophies are a brand new fishing pole and a bait bucket?
Well,
that's my kind of participation trophy,
yeah,
right there.
It's not really a participation trophy. That's to get your butt out there,
hey,
and go have a great time.
Everybody gets a trophy that enters.
That's right. No, you still got to win these trophies.
No, that's dude, but I'm serious. You got a brand new fishing pole and a bait bucket.
Oh,
how
yeah.
Many, I mean,
full of stuff.
Oh, hey, yeah, you played on the baseball team. Here's a trophy. Well, what the heck can I do with this?
Put it on a shelf.
That's right.
Well, I'm sorry that you have to work today, man. I wish you'd have come up, man. It's an awesome sight out here this morning.
Yeah, I bet it is. I bet it is. I wanted to get out there and do it, but like I said, I have to get ready for our Father's Day event there at the store. We got lots of good promos going on for those thinking about Dad on, what is it, next weekend or the weekend after?
No, it's 15th, right? Is it? Dads don't know. They just all said, oh, hey, thanks.
They get up one morning, and all of a sudden, the old ladies made them breakfast, and the kids are.
It's all something like that. What do you got for specials for Father's Day? Help me out here.
Well, a lot of the grouper stuff we have on promo right now, you know, since we only had about a 3.5-hour red snapper season, we have to shift our focus over to the
grouper. 3.5 hours? Where were you fishing?
With for about 5 days at least.
Yeah.
So all of our high-end accurate reels are on promo right now, 10% off of all the accurates. I mean, I got something on every brand practically, you know, the Shimano's, the Pens, all those things. Hold on, I have to pull over to the side. I got three cops blowing by me real quick.
Uh-oh. Well, as long as they're going by you, not by you.
Got lots of promotions. We got our ready rig still on sale. We got all the guys that'll be there on the line station. Of course, rod and reel repair. Just got a lot of stuff going on. I'm finally getting to the tail end of our remodel there at the store, so I'm starting to smile a little bit about that to where I can start fishing myself.
Well, I hope that you get a chance to get out this weekend because with that full moon going on, it'll be a good time to go either day or night.
Hey, Mark, take it from somebody who is a fellow combatant in the business. Your fishing days just got numbered, son, when you started working in a tackle shop.
Yeah, you think it'd be great.
Yeah, absolutely. I get asked every day, well, how often do you get to fish? And I look at them and I just smile and I don't even answer.
Live vicariously through your customers, dude.
That's right. But I do got one thing to tell Jonathan, though. I don't know if Braden told you about his little hotspot that he gave me numbers on, but I'll go ahead and tell you real quick before I go.
Okay.
I told Braden that I hadn't been to Lake Panasoski, and I knew that the winning catch would come off some offshore brush piles, and I asked him if he had any.
Nice.
And Braden said, I have a set of numbers only to one big brush pile. I said, okay. So I asked him for those numbers because I wasn't familiar with the lake. He gave me the numbers, and I punched them in my new boat, and it was the Publix.
That's right. There's more fish there than you can eat in 3 days. Seriously.
See, Jonathan, that's what you're sitting beside today. You see what he does for me?
Yeah, well, I'm trying to help you out.
It's all good.
Somebody's got to eat that nasty tilapia. Go for it.
Hey, guys, Mark, y'all take care. Y'all stay in touch.
Wait, Mark, before you go, Bill George decided to sit down and tear up the whole show.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Hey, did you hear what they were doing with the snapper stuff?
No.
They had a special commission meeting yesterday that
we also had a webinar, right?
It was a webinar commission meeting thing. The feds have opened the window to possibly getting a bunch more snapper days this year.
Heard the CCA group was really pushing hard for that, so I'm glad that things are coming around.
There's a big petition online, too, that everybody's supposed to be out there signing on. Put it on our page. Dylan Hubbard's got it on his page. Did you share it, Bill?
I did not.
To get it out there, they need 100,000 signatures, which should be pretty easy to get. Seriously.
I promise you there's that many people that's mad about it.
Yeah.
But bottom line is they're talking about there's a couple different frameworks that are in the talks, but Nick Wiley, the executive director, will be he was authorized to go negotiate on Florida's behalf by the commissioners, and basically they're going to be looking to trade state water fishing days for fed days. And if being in this part of the state, you know, you're not catching snapper in the state waters.
No.
So it's going to really have a potential opening quite a few more days. Caveat is all the Gulf states have to get on the same page, and that's a little difficult sometimes.
Well, I think Louisiana and Alabama are on board with it, so I'm sure Texas wouldn't have any problem with it either. But I think the online petition is more about trying to get snapper regulations and the control away from the feds and back into the hands of the state of Florida. Yeah. That's the big one there.
There's obviously a lot of distrust towards the feds, you know. they have not managed that fisheries as good as the most people believe they should.
And, no, they screwed it all up.
And so, but bottom line is, there may be quite a few more snapper days coming your way.
Yay!
And hopefully that'll produce some revenue for fishing gear for you.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. We were absolutely bombarded the 3 or 4 days prior to, you know, the snapper and grouper season opening up on the 1st. And I'll tell you, man, that the states need to take back in control of these seasons. I mean, the fishermen and hunters of our, you know, southern states, we know what's best for our product. It needs to come back.
Why don't you have it? Because the 12 guys before you just came in and bought it.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, no kidding, right?
How many times did you get that, brother?
Oh, man, I don't think I've sold so much bait in my life.
Oh, yeah.
I had one guy that bought $400 worth of bait.
I like his style.
Well, he wasn't playing. He's out there to take full advantage. I bet he didn't come in for 3 days.
He says,
I said, buddy, I said, where are you going, man? For $400 worth of bait, where are you going? He goes, well, I'm going all the way to Bimini. I said, what?
Yeah.
He's going from Tampa Bay all the way around the state, all the way to the Bahamas.
Yeah.
Wow.
I like his style.
Last name wasn't Travis, was it?
No, it was a law firm group.
Oh, yeah, they got time. There's not much going on. It's all good.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're obviously not fighting for our snapper, right? So go fishing. It's all good.
You want to look at those people and say you got $400 of bait, you do realize you can only keep two of these things.
That's right.
Well, he's a warrior. I'm sure he found a loophole.
Yeah, or will after the fact. Yeah, I was in state or out of state waters and carried him over, and I was actually in international waters where you have no job. Okay, whatever.
Yeah.
Well, Mark, thank you so much for all your help. Thank you for your donations. And anybody who needs anything for Father's Day, what a great idea to go into Southeastern Discount Tackle and get Dad something that you know he's going to use. You know, whether it be a Bubba blade or a brand new rod or a reel or baits or fishing line or re-spool, all of them, it'd be a great present, man. It's a great time. Thank you, Mark. We appreciate it. All right, we're the Big and Wild Outdoors. We're broadcasting live at Lake Panasonic. Panfish Challenge going on right now. It's all started, so Glenn should be back after conversation number 89. And we are brought to you by G5 Outdoors and Load Runner Trailers. Stay with us. We'll be back.
So what are you going to do with that center console boat that hasn't seen water in 2 years? Or that Harley that never made it to Bike Week? Or how about that Winnebago you were going to use every summer? It was a great idea at the time. Well, those plans never happened, and now you're stuck paying for these expensive toys. Time to get rid of them. And I know just the place. The annual Trade-A-Thon at Brandon Ford. June 2017 is Trade-A-Thon 2017. Brandon Ford will take your Dixie Chopper or your helicopter, your jet ski or your RV, your Can-Am or your rusted old Trans Am. Extra appraisers on hand to take whatever you may have, even if you still owe money on them. Even if you're not buying a vehicle at Brandon Ford. Trade-A-Thon 2017 is bigger and better than ever, and it's going on now at Brandon Ford, America's largest volume F-150 dealer. Highway 60 and 301 in Tampa, 24/7 at BrandonFord.com.
If you want to pay less and get a lot for whatever you're trading, come to Trade-A-Thon at Brandon Ford.
To work smarter, not harder, with Mahindra, the toughest tractor on earth that doesn't rely on diesel exhaust fluids or diesel particle filters to meet Tier 4 emission standards. Right now, you can get up to $6,500 cash back or zero interest up to 84 months, plus a 7-year powertrain warranty on every Mahindra tractor. Save right now on the world's number one selling tractor, Mahindra.
Head over to Grove Equipment Services on State Road 60 in Bartow and East Baker Street in Plant City today for great tractor and utility vehicle packages. And learn more about the toughest tractors on earth at groveequipment.biz. Offer with approved credit. See dealer for details. Program restrictions may apply.
Join Mark Charles Wednesday nights at 11:05 for Outside Interference Wrestling Radio. Mark Charles hosts guest appearances by pro wrestling's biggest stars and takes your listener phone calls to get your take on the latest current events in the world of professional wrestling. Tampa Bay's Business Address Money Talk 1010 dims the lights for Outside Interference Wrestling Radio every Wednesday night at 11:05 p.m. Highlights and interviews on OutsideInterferenceRadio.com.
Ace Heating and Cooling is a family-owned and operated business that gives honest, reliable, and affordable AC repair and maintenance on all makes and models of air conditioners for residential and commercial. Ace always gives free estimates on new installations and replacements, and they send out technicians, ladies and gentlemen, not salespeople, so you're going to get flat rate pricing, and you'll know exactly what it's going to cost you before they even get ready to do the job. Ace Heating and Cooling can evaluate your AC based on your home, not your wallet. That's right. For your office or for your home, you need to give Ace Heating and Cooling a call today and let them do what they do best for you. 813-657-8818. 813-657-8818. It's Ace Heating and Cooling.
The Big and Wild Outdoors.
The family-owned and operated Smoke and Aces Steakhouse offers their award-winning barbecue in Plant City, Florida. If you're looking for finger-looking good, stick-to-your-ribs barbecue, then Smoke and Aces Steakhouse is where it's at. Top-rated by TripAdvisor, KCBS Registered, Reader's Choice Award winner, and Best Taste of Plant City winner for 2 years. Smoke and Aces Barbecue. It's all good.
You need a trailer? Load Runner Trailers on North Falkenberg Road has any kind of trailer you're looking for. Cargo trailers, dump trailers, enclosed trailers, gooseneck trailers, car haulers, all aluminum or motorcycle haulers, or any other type of trailer you might be looking for. Load Runner Trailers has over 150 trailers to fit your every need. Load Runner Trailers knows that you have a lot of choices when leasing or buying a trailer, and they'll work their wheels off to make sure you have the best trailer buying experience possible and get the best price every time on all models. Financing also available for qualified buyers on leasing programs on all Load Runner Trailers, because your satisfaction is Load Runner's highest priority. Load Runner Trailers is a high quality brand that's well known for their rugged, durable trailers and haulers that last. You need a trailer? Choose Load Runner Trailers, the established trailer dealer who will meet your every trailer need. Stop in and see them at 3110 North Falkenberg Road in Tampa, or check out their inventory at loadrunnertrailers.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Big and Wild Outdoors, Brayden Gunn, Jonathan Swindle, Glenn Kinnaman running around
here
somewhere.
For about 30 seconds, and
now he's on the phone, which I can't believe he's even getting service up here.
And Bill George.
And Bill George is here. And, of course, Double G's driven over from his palatial mansion over there in Inverness somewhere. So he
from his redneck paradise.
Took him about 20 seconds to get here. From down up the road.
You did see me just a second ago as the old Stars and Bars went by. I had to stand up and salute real quick.
He was all good. And so we're all here. We're broadcasting. It's really quiet now.
Yeah.
All the boats are gone.
And just staff and personnel are around here.
So now we're just all sitting around. And I will say that was probably one of the orderliest. It was very orderly.
Most orderly.
Orderly when they when all the boats went out. Everybody was very courteous and let the other people go through and get to the channel and go and
I thought I was
thing.
At Crooked Lake watching the Christmas parade.
Yeah, it was really nice. It was amazing to see how much the boats would back up off of those surface drive boats and stuff with that big old long shaft coming out the back of it. And I thought, well, you know, with the lake water being as low as it is here in the canal area here, that they might have a little trouble out on the lake. But Jim said that, no, once you get past the mouth of the channel here, man, it opens up. It's deep. Yeah. The lake's nice. It's all
good.
Yeah,
you can run it once you get out.
Oh, wait. Hi, Glenn. Welcome back.
It was busy getting them boats out.
I just like that redneck leaf blower that y'all had just a second ago fire up. A.K.A. airboat that was blowing like a whirlwind through the whole front of the store.
Two of them. But that's good. Yeah, everybody's out. Everybody's gone. It was nice, easily done. And I would guess probably about now there's probably 20 or so boats right here at the mouth of the lake, because I think the word has spread that there was a couple of good beds out there. And the only person you can blame for that is sitting here at the table, because I think Glenn made the unintentional announcement yesterday on the dock, and it spread through camp like wildfire.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. If you want to put up, if you want to put up with the amount of boats that was coming through there, I'm sure they got it churned up. The fish are probably like, "What in the world just happened here?"
Yeah. Well, I'm pretty sure we pretty much gave it away too to look for the cute blonde little 4-year-old and Ethan who sat here and, you know.
Yeah, he's fished this lake before. Now, you got here on Wednesday and you had a chance to go out and run around. What's it looking like out there? You know, I mean, after that full moon that lit up the camp last night, what do you think it's going to be like out there? And how many beds did you see?
Going back to the north, I seen, I don't know, a dozen. The shellcracker are spotted. They're not really congregated like the bluegills are right now. They're just here and there. I think yesterday I seen more bluegills on the beds than I did on Thursday evening when I went out and looked around, scattered around. So I think the full moon now, the fish are starting to get active. One of the guys I did talk to, he said to send you something. I seen him out there looking around yesterday himself, and he was saying pretty much that shellcrackers are kind of just sporadic. But the bluegill are thick. It's they're loading up on the beds. If you can find it, I went to the south a little bit, and I found some going south. But they're going to have to do their own. If the wind is lay down, which it has, the water is slick off. And when that sun starts beaming down, you can see the difference in the color of the water. You'll see the one that's got that kind of a rustic look. And then you'll see that one that's like a big old bright white light out there coming up, and that's your beds. That's where they fanned all the sealed off the top of the shells, and the shells are exposed, and that's how you identify them and spot them out. So I see everybody having a good opportunity. You know, not everybody's going to find a bed because this lake does have that eel grass, and it's got a little hydrilla patches, so there'll be limitations for some, and some that know how to work their boats through that kind of grass and tiller up on the kickers will get through.
What type of water depth are they bedding in right now?
Believe it or not, I was surprised. I was thinking with the water being low before the rains came that the fish would be out in deeper shelf area. So I went out deep, checked that, and didn't find anything. Where I found the fish was in 2 foot of water.
Wow.
So they're easy to spot at that level. So
to all those listening to us on the boat right now, if you're in deep water, turn around.
Don't go in the middle.
I'm not going to say that they're not going to find them, because the elevation of the lake changes. As you can get through the center, there's a big ridge, a sandbar ridge runs through it. And
it drops off again on the other side, on the east side.
On the east side of it, going towards Coleman's Landing area. But you got to just be careful. Don't run your motors, get them clogged up, and burn your kickers out. So just tailor up and watch that spray. If it ain't spraying, stop, clean it up, and go on through. So.
Yeah, I know that there's some parts out there when the kids and I went last year. We chopped our way through some of that eel grass out there, and next thing you know, there were beds all over the place, and you wouldn't have never seen them unless
like
you got out
in
it.
Like fishing on a redfish flat?
Yeah, I mean, you had to get out and get in them. But, you know, there's so many people that are just going to run up and down on this west side of the lake. And, man, down south, around that creek area that we went to, man, there was a ton of fish down there.
Was compared to, for me, a guy that comes up here and fishes this lake a lot at the shop. He said to me, he goes, that lake, he said, that's the closest thing I can describe to somebody of a redfish, of a good redfish flat, because it's like Glenn said, you'll be going along, and all of a sudden you just see white spot, white spot, white spot, white spot. And he said, it's just like when you're out fishing a flat. What do you look for? White spot, white spot.
To me, I tell you, it was horrible having the kids out there, because the first thing you do when you find one of those big, giant beds where all the grass is pushed out, everything is exposed, everything's out there, and it's full of fish, but it also looks like one of the greatest swimming holes on the entire planet. Yeah. It's like that crystal clear water. I mean, you don't think it's, you know, 8 feet deep, because, you know, it's so clear, and it was hard to keep the kids in the boat because they were like, Dad, can we swim here? Can we just jump out and swim here?
I thought the same thing. I used to see a lot of people, you know, and this you spend more time, you'll see the kids get out here at the mouth and cool off, get refreshed. Coming in from airboating the other night, I couldn't believe how many sets of alligators' eyes was sitting right there at the mouth. So they're looking for that easy food source, and with the water flowing, they'll flow through there, and the fish and the gators just eat them up. Let's go to the phones. Good morning. Who's this? Hello?
Is this me?
Yeah, that's you. Hey, buddy. Is this Bill?
Hey, this is this is Bill from Port Gannick.
No What's way! Up, welcome back. Are you back home?
I'm back home now, and, oh. And I've got to say that I got the coffee about a week and a half ago.
Are you kidding me? We got to explain this now. Bill was over across the.
I sent it to Afghanistan months ago.
Yeah, sent it over there to the little troubled lands over there, and it literally took that long to get it to you.
Yeah, this may be why the post office is going away. They may be putting it on a mule or a burr these days and sending it over to folks. But no, what I do want to say one is I really appreciate it because it was postmarked 1 March. And got to me, at the end of May. But the other thing that I was going to say was, holy crap, what do you guys put into that coffee?
Yeah, see, we warned you. Yeah. Hey, tried to warn you.
What's the name of it? Quick
well,
shot.
The one that I had one kid. I had a 19-year-old kid soldier over there with me that his heart almost exploded. He weighed like 115 pounds, and I think he consumed about 2 or 3 ounces of it.
You see, now a half a cup for me, it's a done deal. Now Glenn can suck down about 2 or 3 cups of it and function throughout the day, but my tolerance to caffeine is pretty low, so about a half a cup for me and I'm good for the day. But I was hoping you would get it in time to where you could at least use it like a couple of times, because believe it or not, you can actually use those grounds about 2 or 3 more times if you need to at camp. But then, knowing your barbecue skills with Port Gannick, and I know you were cooking over there in Afghanistan, it was amazing to see the pictures of some of the utensils and things that you were using for smokers. It was pretty
yeah.
ingenious.
Yeah.
But I was hoping you would, like, develop a really good coffee rub with that over there on whatever it is you were cooking over there at the time.
To be continued.
Yeah, really.
Oh, don't worry. I brought some back with me. I left some over there with the guys, and, one guy even tried to use it as dip. And, he had to sit down because he was sweating and his left arm started twitching.
It's not for the weak. When you get that quick shot, that quick shot is a little high in the caffeine, that's for sure.
Hey,
it's a lighter roast. But the reload, now that's really nice. That should have been for the mellow evening. After that barbecue, you sit back with
The way he's talking about it, the commanders might give the quick shot to their sweep teams when they're going through a house, because they'll go through a house in about 30 seconds.
Yeah, really?
Well, and that's just it. We would have found Bin Laden quickly if we had had all this stuff.
Well, that's good.
But it was great. I appreciate you guys sending that out for us, because the boys really enjoyed that. We gave, we even got one guy to drink some of it that doesn't drink coffee. And, once again, he thought he was having a mild stroke on the left side of his body.
Oh.
But, it was good stuff. And I brought some back. So I'm gonna put some of that on some pork belly, I think, next week. And we'll see what happens with that. So
let me ask you something. Do you have if we wanted to send some more of that stuff over there for your boys over there, do you have a quicker way of doing it than us going through the Postal Service and going through APO address?
Trump will fix that.
No, it's just hit and miss, quite honestly. I mean, some people's packages, it did take 2 or 3 months. Like, my wife sent me a package, and it took, 7 or 8 days. And then, some guys were getting packages from their parents or their spouses that took, a matter of weeks. So, I'll Facebook you later, Braden, and
okay.
Because there's some guys that are still over there, obviously fighting the good fight.
Yeah,
that would really appreciate that stuff.
Well, I'm glad you got back home safely and everything's all good. I'm sure you're going to be getting right back into it, man. I know that if people don't know who you are, that haven't heard you on the show before, but Bill does owns Port Gannick, which is a big barbecue competition team. I think we first met, at a pig jam and then Pork Fest and everything else, and then you got deployed back over.
Yep.
So your cooking had to be put on hold for a while, but now that you're back, but you raise money to help out all those military guys, right?
Yeah, we donate to a couple of organizations. We're in with Black Dagger, with Dave Winters and those guys, and then the Charles Claybaker Foundation and some others. So, yeah, it looks like that we're about to get a trailer for the team, and then we're going to, you know, do some improvements on our equipment so that we can turn out even more product, because we just, you know, our biggest problem is we just run out of food.
Right. Yeah. Well, it's good. It's good.
Yeah. A lot
Sorry,
of food, folks.
Yeah. Well, it's good. It's good. Well, do you have anything lined up soon that we could, like, come by and sample, make sure it's not poison or anything?
I would appreciate that if you guys did that.
Sure. We're trying to help out the general public.
We don't have anything lined up in the next couple weeks, just because I'm just taking it easy, trying to get back into things. And so there's no competitions in Florida for the most part in the summertime, you know, because, because of the heat. But I think that our next for sure competition is in November, but we're certainly going to do something before then.
Right.
We'll probably do a couple of charity events, maybe some fundraisers, but I'll actually keep you guys abreast of all that stuff.
Good.
Bill, do y'all do any catering or anything?
We don't. We don't. I don't want to get into that side of it because that's even more work, and I don't have enough time as it is.
No, because you're still active. So, you know, I mean, it's one of those things where, you know, you got a job, but you just do this as an extra thing to help out your buddies and the other warfighters out there. So it's a great thing that you're staying busy. I'm just happy you made it back, and I'm really super happy that you got the coffee eventually. It's just a shame that it took so long to get there. But welcome back home, man, and thank you for your service as always, man.
No, I appreciate it. Thanks for everything that you guys do as well. I did have some of the folks over there listen to the podcast or whatever it is online that you guys post for your shows, and everybody seemed to like Bill George. The rest of you, I don't really know. But,
thank you.
He's that instigator guy. Everybody likes that instigator.
You know, he's sitting here listening. All you're doing, I'm actually watching his head get bigger as we sit here.
No, thank you. I was listening to him talk about putting that coffee on that pork belly. The way it makes people do, I wonder if he'll bring it back to life.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. You know who was the most fascinated, though, with Bill was the Norwegian, because I had some Norwegian special operations guys out there with me, and then some Brits. And the Brits and the Norwegians were the most fascinated with Bill and this whole gator thing, because, you know, the concept of an alligator in your country is foreign in Norway or the UK. And so they had all kinds of questions about, you know, does he wrestle the alligators? Does he, you know, does he body slam them? I said, I don't really think that he does that. I think you guys have been watching too much WWF.
Yeah, really.
But, you know, so they had a lot of questions about that. I told them that I would take them gator hunting if they ever came to America.
You should have seen last year the first alligator I hooked up on that I went out with. I told Glenn, I said, we're just going to live catch this one and put it back. He says, that's a big alligator. It was, what it turned out, 10-7. It was like 10-7, and we were going to catch
okay.
it and let it go. Yeah.
Well, if you seen the size of Bill George's boat, the gator wasn't much larger. The boat was probably about a foot and a half longer than the gator that we was going to live catch.
Yeah, right.
We'd take a picture, turn it back loose. I said, you sure you want to do that? We finally went ahead and dispatched it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Easier way to handle it. Yeah.
So you have plenty of clientele coming over if they come to America.
Oh, Bill can hook you up. If Bill can't do it, we've got – we got G2. We got plenty of people, man. If you can get them over here, we'll find a way to get it done.
Yeah, no, it sounds good. It's very weird to hear somebody try and talk about killing an animal in a British accent because it just sounds so refined and so peaceful.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, those poor subjects of the king, you know, they can't go out there and shoot deer like you and I can, man. You know, it's pretty foreign to them, you know.
Well, yeah, and I asked them if they celebrate the 4th of July, and they said they call it Happy Treason Day.
Well, you know, speaking of Afghanistan, and I was going to ask you, you know, being the country that it is, and you being a pork cooking expert, what is it that you were actually barbecuing while you were over there? What meats could you find over there?
Well, one, I had a pork guy. So I had a pork guy in Afghanistan, so he was able to get it for me. We were able to actually barbecue a lot of brisket. They like, you know, the Muslims like brisket because it's obviously beef. So
right.
They were good with that. You just had to be careful about, like, where you set it and stuff so you didn't contaminate it with pork juice and things like that. And then goat and sheep. You just have to watch which goats you, you know, cook because you don't want one of the ones that has been out and about. And, well, I'll just leave it at that.
Well, you know, and plus you don't know what it's been munching on and eating on and everything else out there because they'll eat just about anything.
Contrary to what people think, sheep and goat's really good if you cook it right.
Well, and the thing is you got to cook it right, too, because there's not a lot of fat on there to keep it from drying out really quick. It's almost like venison. Well, Bill, welcome back, man. Facebook me later, man. We'll get in touch, all right?
Sounds good. Talk to you guys later. Bye.
Welcome
See
back.
You, buddy.
I'm glad
Thank
you got
you.
The coffee. We're on the Big and Wild Outdoors broadcasting live out at Lake Panavista Vista Lodge. Third annual Panfish Challenge going on right now. Taking a fast break. We are brought to you by Load Runner Trailers, G5 Outdoors. We'll be back.
So, I'm sure you heard the news. Social media sites are cracking down on private firearm sales. So if you're looking to sell or buy a new or used gun, or even looking to trade, do it the right way and head over to Deer Hunter Guns. Dan and his crew will give you top dollar for your used firearm, plus give you the best trade-in value if you're looking to upgrade. Deer Hunter Guns is doing it the legal way and can help you find what you're looking for. Or take that used rifle, pistol, or shotgun off your hands the legal way so you have peace of mind, knowing your firearm isn't going to a complete stranger. Go sell your firearms to your friends at Deer Hunter Guns. Stop by today and get the best deal. 2797 Gulf to Bay Boulevard, across from the original Hooters. DeerHunterGuns.com.
The Big and Wild Outdoor Safety Tips are brought to you by Sims Cranes, Florida's leader in safe, comprehensive vertical access solutions.
Here's this week's Sims Cranes Outdoor Safety Tips. Keep your family and friends safe on the water. Have an equipment checklist and be prepared before you're on the boat. Check local weather conditions before your trip. Designate an assistant skipper who is familiar with operating the vessel in case the boat operator or captain is injured. Always leave a float plan of where you're going and how long you're going to be gone with someone on shore. Use life jackets that fit each person properly before launching your vessel. Avoid alcohol. Studies show alcohol effects are even worse in the sun and wind. Learn to swim. The Red Cross and others offer training for all ages in your area. Take a boating course and get educated. Be prepared for any situation. Also, get a free vessel safety check from the U.S. Coast Guard. They'll check out your boat and make helpful recommendations. Sims Cranes, helping you stay safe on Florida's waters.
The Big and Wild Outdoor Safety Tips are brought to you by Sims Cranes, Florida's leader in safe, comprehensive vertical access solutions.
Hey, this is Jonathan Swindle of Arrowhead Archery Shop and co-host of Big and Wild Outdoors. Here to tell you about a new product we're using at the ranch and carrying at the shop. It's Horn Max Super 20 mineral and molasses blocks. Both blocks are loaded with organic trace minerals, rich in protein, nutrients, and amino acids to maximize our southern deer herds. From buck to doe to fawn, you won't find a more complete product for your herd. Check them out at floridamineralonline.net or at Arrowhead Archery Shop. Pick up your Horn Max Super 20 mineral and molasses blocks today and start growing bigger deer.
The Big and Wild Outdoors invites you to discover Fish Hawk Sporting Clays. It's 77 acres of first-class comfort and hospitality for your personal sports shooting as well as corporate and public events. The Fish Hawk staff is always ready to set you and your family up for a memorable day of dusting clays. Conveniently located in Lithia, about 20 miles from downtown Tampa and less than 8 miles from Brandon, and is open 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Tuesday through Sunday. Fish Hawk Sporting Clays offers four-person shooting carts, 12 and 20-gauge shotgun rentals, and the club also features a large covered pavilion with plenty of seating for your next big get-together. Fish Hawk will happily host birthday parties, bachelor and bachelorette parties, team-building groups, family reunions, or any group of people who'd like to get together and have fun. For more information, go to fishhawkshootingclays.com. That's fishhawkshootingclays.com. And be sure to check out the events page for clinics and classes available throughout the year.
And welcome back, Big and Wild Outdoors. Greg Gunn, Glenn Kinman, Jonathan Swindle. Already getting barked at because people are wanting me to cook some more stuff, but that's okay.
Is that cheese sausage thin casserole that's, over there?
Yeah.
All right, next break.
Yeah, I might have to try it since he's not going to cook us any of that.
Cookie's on his break right now doing a radio show with his two best buddies, and then he's going to go over there and start slinging Uncle John's pride here in just a little bit.
That's going to be
well with the with the amount of boats that we have right now. The official total is 40 boats in this tournament, and what the better part is, there's at least 50 kids.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
On the boat, I counted up there. There's 40 something kids, but there was some that didn't. They just came in and didn't put their kids down, but they did get a gift bucket and a pole. That was great.
Yeah.
Southeastern Tackle really stepped up. And
We told Mark he officially wins the coolest participation trophy contest.
That is, ain't it? That slingshot, that was, man, them kids, you see the smiles on them kids' heads?
I mean, you're walking away, it's like Christmas Day. It's all good.
My nephew's been playing, Tucker and him's been playing baseball, Stephanie's youngest boy, and that's what I laugh and tell him. I say, you get participation trophies. I said, what other event can you come to that your participation trophy is a bait bucket and a rod and reel that, hey, I still won today, even if I didn't.
Yeah.
That is for sure. And great calls. Like I said, I know you guys were carrying the show without me for about an hour, but, again, what we're doing here is really just to get these kids an opportunity to fish and enjoy it and the parents to bring them out. Again, all of our sponsors – can't say enough to every one of them from the residents up here all the way up to, you know, Culligan Water. Plenty of water for everybody here to drink and Uncle John's sausage to eat, the drinks. It's just great. But, you know, I wanted to ask Bill a while ago.
Hang on, he's coming back.
No, what the caller.
What are you talking
Bill?
About?
Bill.
Bill.
Yeah.
Porganic.
The Porganic guy. I missed that part. But anyway, about getting his coffee, he said it was a little strong or whatever. But if you make that whole pack, because what I do is I'll cut it down, and I'll make two pots out of that one bag, and it's really good. But here lately, I've been just using the whole bag. I guess my immune system has gotten stronger to it or resistant, so now I have to drink the whole pack.
Okay, you're kind of like me with my pre-workout. You go from one scoop to two scoops because after a while, you just need a little bit more pickup.
But Wade, my son, he carried some of his brother-in-law's, just got off a sub, and they went and met him over in Jacksonville on another ship. And, you know, Wade, he can talk to anybody. If you can get the senator to call you personally, and all things, Adam Putnam's cell phone number in your phone.
Yes.
I don't know how. But anyway, he gave the captain a big old box full of that. And he says, is this any good? And he says, I don't know. My dad drinks it. He says, well, let me go try it. He said, I got a K machine. So he went and made him some, and he came back, and he said, Wade tells him, he's hollering at him from the dock, and he says, he took a sip, and he goes, whoo, this is some strong stuff, but I like it. And so we're going to get some K cups made soon. I just got to send our logo down to our roaster down in South Florida, and they'll take care of it.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. I know a lot of people use those darn things. Man.
I love mine.
We could have used some out here this morning. It was so nice and peaceful. It was just so relaxing. Needed something to kick us back into gear. I'm waiting to see. Usually by now, as scary as to think, I was thinking somebody might be coming in by about now, man. But
last year was my first year doing this with y'all.
How fast did that first boat get in here?
I know last year by...
The first boat was the last boat that left.
Yeah.
The last last year was
boat
back, and they were
here
gone.
We got somebody coming in. Yeah, they got a kid on there.
That's what I'm saying.
But then ties are broken by the first boat back, wasn't that
correct.
The deal?
Correct. Yeah.
Well, but I think this year when they saw the pot... I think you're going to be seeing a lot of bass tactics employed of, okay, yeah, put him to the side. He's small, so if we catch one to replace him, get him out of the boat.
Yeah, they're going to be putting him on floats numbered 1 through 5 out there. Throw that number 2 one out, man. I got one right here. It's beating him up. It's all good. It's better.
No, I think that boat just came back to pick up his wife and the rest of the family to get on out there.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, that's probably
we
a
need
smart
some
boat.
Help. Come and get on the boat.
Smart probably a man. Smart boat. Yeah, can make sure mama's happy. I wanted to bring up something on the show. I don't know if you had a chance to look at it, but did you see the video that I posted up on our Facebook page of that young lady out there pulling a Jonathan on that big giant python out there in Naples?
No.
Yeah, the goat. The
yeah, what? I had it wrapped up. This lady, her name is Rachel Elizabeth. She went out there.
What, pulling it? What are you talking about?
Yeah, I take offense to that. The lady hit the snake.
With the first shot, that's true.
Can I borrow this walkie-talkie for just a second?
Yeah, well, she hit him with the first shot, but then, you know, as it starts trying to slither away, she, 12-footer, man.
I hit the armadillo with the first shot. I just winged him.
Yeah, well, that's what I said. She pulled a Jonathan.
Well, I was slowing him down.
12-footer python trying to eat one of her goats for dinner. Believe it or not, a lot of people have taken a look at that video and have said the same exact thing that I said, that that's the way to do it. If you come out there and, you know, you see that, you know, dispatch it immediately. Do what you got to do. But when I saw the video, 12-foot, Naples, Florida, and it's eating a goat that probably...
That's the bad thing. That could have been a kid.
Well,
easily been a 10-year-old child. But the thing is that thing didn't get 12 foot by sitting around there eating lizards and frogs.
And rabbits. And
so you can imagine how many raccoons or rabbits or deer or hogs or whatever this thing has swallowed down in its 12 years of life or more.
The first thing that Glenn just said, we were sitting there, we watched it at the shop, me, Chris, and Ashley, and Sean, and I see my daughter walking by with my wife and the dogs, and she's 5 years old. And that was the first, all of us sitting there, you know, Ashley and Chris, their son David, he's the same age. That's the first thing as a parent. That was the first thought that I had in my head was my child's out there, and that snake grabs a hold of her. I mean, unless you're right there, what do you do?
Yeah,
you
know? Because it happens like lightning. Quick. Once they bite and what it coil, it's. I mean, it's so
I had
fast,
a guy.
Man.
I had a. We had a person at the shop that heard us talking about the pythons and the anacondas and all that. And he's like, well, you know, God's got a way of working things out, da-da-da-da-da. And I said, brother, I believe in God as much as everybody else. And you're right. God does have a way of working it out. It's called me with a weapon. That's how we work
things
out. That's
why he gave us the intelligence to have the abilities to work it out.
Well, I was also going to say the good Lord didn't put them here for a reason.
Yeah, exactly.
They're supposed to be over there in Burmese or wherever it is. It was, you know, typical, you know, man's problem that we did this to ourselves. And the problem is that – it's become a bad thing, but I just thought that when I first saw that video, I hate to say it, I hate to admit it, but the first person I thought was Jonathan with that armadillo. I see it. You know, she comes around the corner, and she like, pow!
She nails him with the first shot.
She nailed it.
Yeah, the first shot is what counts every time, and so that's what it needed to happen.
I'm sure it would eventually have crawled off somewhere and hopefully
the person that was there letting us hunt on that said piece of property,
right.
I was doing my darndest to keep him happy.
Well, yeah.
Because I'd like to go back there.
Well, sure.
Again.
And if eliminating one baby armadillo is...
It was not a baby armadillo.
It was a bigger target.
It weighed 3 pounds.
It was a bigger target.
No, it was like one that big. It's like one of those 3-pounders.
You know what I'm going to do, Bill?
When they get that small, they just
spend the money, and I'm going to go get me one of those RC cars that goes really, really fast, and I'm going to have these two track stars here next to me go running with a 45 Glock and see how many times that they can hit it.
I'm not going to run. Full I'm just going to lead a little bit and take care of it.
Well, the thing is if it would have been a big armadillo, he'd have whacked it on the first shot.
Now, Brake's
like
trying
I said,
to get out.
No, that's what I'm saying. It was one of those little ones.
He ain't running either. I don't want no RC car.
It was one of those little ones, and they don't run. They just, you know how they hop.
They bounce.
Oh,
no, he was running pretty good.
Well, yeah, but he was bouncing.
I thought I was trying to chase down Peter Wark again in my high school football days.
The thing was is that Jonathan's timing was off. It was when he'd pull the triggers where it was, and it was already in the air again. So he'd like, pow.
He was having that delayed reaction.
Yeah. So every time he'd pull the trigger, it was already in its hop. And so it was up, and he was dodging bullets. He was pulling a what was that movie?
Jumping
Matrix.
A Matrix thing on his 45 rounds. But, you know what? I didn't hear one person defend that snake at all.
Hey.
Which I find really funny because usually when you see that, it's like you get a couple of those.
Oh, my gosh.
It's nature. It's just natural. It's just what happens.
No, ma'am, that's a goat that I bought and raised.
Yeah. And it was so funny. Maybe it's because it's on our page. It's a little bit biased and we know who looks at our page. But
it was all over. That was, I seen it that morning. I couldn't put it on our page for some whatever reason, so I shared it on the mine. I knew you'd see it. transfer it over.
Yeah, but I just thought it was funny that, you know, there was no one defending it, that snake at all.
That's a
not
good
one.
Thing.
Not one person.
There's a couple of ladies that are in Ashley's Joad class that we always have the animal discussions, and it's nice because they kind of take the more, I guess, activist side of it, but they'll hold a conversation with you, and they will listen to my side of why you should do things, just like you talking to somebody. They'll listen to your side of why you should do things, and I'll listen to their side, and we agree to disagree on some things, but they actually, I've changed their mind on a few things. They were talking about it, and I laughed because the lady said, she goes, all I can say is, I'd have dropped the clip, put another one in, and pumped a couple more into him. I'm like,
yeah.
Who are you?
And it is.
I'd have macheted that bad boy.
When you get to certain animals, they're not as protective of those. And out with alligators, doing the alligator thing all the time, coming back to the boat ramp, I have never had one negative.
Wow! Look at that thing.
Yeah, no negatives. Usually people want to take pictures and have their pictures with them. And
a lot of those are Southeastern Conference, anti-Southeastern Conference fans.
Is that what it is? You know, it's really funny.
I want a picture of that gator. That,
Gators are going to hate.
You know, it's funny that you mentioned that because the hypocrisy. I know that, you know, when I was working in the radio station every single day, and me and C would go out to go, we'd show up in camo, and they knew what that meant. You know, you'd always have, inevitably, you'd have some saleswoman or somebody come and go, where are y'all going? I'd be like, oh, we're going to go out. We're going to go deer hunting. Oh, you're going to go kill Bambi?
Yeah,
oh,
we heard that
gosh,
the
no
pink
way.
Spotted owl was endangered, so we were just going to go ahead and take care of the rest of them. Well,
then the next time we would go out, we'd show up with camo, and they'd be like, oh, what, are you guys going out to shoot Bambi? No, we're going to go out. We're going hog hunting today. Oh, yeah, I don't care about those. Yeah, they're ugly. Well, they're dirty. Kill all of those. It's like, wait a minute.
They pick and choose their friends.
Yeah, it's like one's cute and cuddly, and the other one's a little stinky and dirty, and so it's okay to kill them.
Well, and that's where I find most people, they have a line. It's in different places. If their house is infested with cockroaches, they don't try and shoo them all outside. They don't mind killing those.
Yeah.
And, you know, if it's you get a mouse or something in there, they don't mind killing that. But, you know, somewhere else they draw that line. And, you know, but usually you turn around and, you know, they will have a reasonable take on something.
And it's funny. He said, Braden, of course, said he thought of me with that video. They showed me a video this week, Glenn, talking about live catching an alligator that made me think of you. There's a guy that, and I couldn't remember if it was the Everglades or where it is, and you've probably seen this video, but he gets in the water with probably about a 10 and a half, 11 footer, and he's hand feeding him hot dogs.
Yeah, as it swims out
as
to
he
him.
As he swims up, he's pushing his head up out of the water. And
yeah, that guy's nuts.
It's just one bad day. He's going to get the wrong guy, and he's not going to be happy, and he's going to take his fingers.
I think that was a Louisiana.
Maybe it was Louisiana.
They do that here in Florida. They in trouble.
Yeah.
They got a permit.
Well, it's like me and Chris were sitting there, and we laughed because – you watch the guy and you're thinking, okay, he's probably hand-fed this gator since it was a smaller, you know, not as big.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like you said, he whaps his head sideways one time and catches you in the side of the temple or something. And, he ain't munching on hot dogs anymore after that.
He's rolling on you, man.
But the thing is, that's alligator. You go there and you know, you know, Johnny or whatever the name of the alligator's there. But what happens?
What's
when
the one
also
that runs up behind you that you don't see? That's what we were saying too.
Well, again, if you did that here in the state of Florida, you could be charged.
Yeah, FYI, don't record that.
Yeah, if you're doing it in the state of Florida, you better be in an alligator farm.
Do record that. Make sure you tag yourself and your friend idiot that's recording it, and the FWC will be right along to see you.
Yeah.
Now I will ask you this because the reason I brought up the whole Python shooting video thing is
other than to make fun of me.
Yeah, other than that. But didn't they also have some news that came out this week? They were modifying it or something that they were adding more area to hunt in. I think they were adding three more counties or something like that.
For what? Their pythons?
For Python, yeah. Extending it out.
I did not see that, but
I think that what it is because let me see if I can find the article. Everglades will pick up again later this month to expand two additional counties. That's what they're going to do. Swift Mud governing board members.
Not Swift Mud.
Last Thursday, the innovative hunt, which ended June 1st with 158 snakes killed and about 2,000 eggs taken out of the ecosystem.
That's not Swift Mud, though. That's South Florida.
That's what I said. South Florida Water Management
Southwest.
District.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it says South Florida Water Management District. So, this one here, it says the vote was not taken, but board members gave the go-ahead to expand the program to district lands in Collier and Broward counties. It was previously only in Miami-Dade County, and the new hunt will begin June 17th and run through September 30th. So they're going to, you know, they said it was so successful that they're going to do it again. And the tally so far was 158 pythons taken, total length of 1,369 feet, total weight of 3,725 pounds. That's with 3,003 total hunting hours. Hourly paid out for all that was $24,054. Cash bonuses was pretty equal, $24,450. So the total cost of $49,504 with a remaining budget of $125,496.
With how many participation?
Yeah, exactly.
Because if you break that down for the amount of participation, it's below minimum wage.
Yeah.
And that's where everybody's doing their part. Trying to help out.
Yeah, well, Dusty, of course, the guy that we had on the show, you know, he was the king with the 17-footer that he took out of there. So I think the important part is that how many eggs did he say was in that thing? 70?
Yeah.
70 eggs in that thing?
Well, right there, what you just said, there's over 2,000 that you're not going to have to worry about.
Yeah, and of course, they also took out 2,000 eggs out of there. So
how does a boa omelet taste?
I don't know, but I did see a story that
came out.
Do you want
some?
On Fox News reported that wherever, I think it was that, I don't forget what country they were in, but they found a cave full of bats, and they also found that the watching and studying how the pythons hunted, they hunted as a group. They went in and they set cameras up, and when they found that cave full of bats, they actually had them hanging, a python hanging from the ceiling trying to get to the bats, but they congregated at the mouth waiting for them to fly in.
Really?
They said it was a pretty interesting story.
I've seen that before. I've seen that where they hang down and catch them as they fly in and out. Just so you know, last year you asked more than 1,000 people from 29 states registered for the Python contest with the Big Buck Challenge, which netted 106 snakes, including a 15-footer. But I think that the program is actually doing even better, if not much better, than just inviting the general public all over the place. Having guys dedicated to do it, it's a good way to do it. We are the Big and Wild Outdoors, taking a fast break, broadcasting live at the Panfish Challenge at Panda Vista Lodge. Come by and visit. Come by and see us. Register for these great prizes in the 50-50 we're going to be giving away a little later. We're brought to you by Load Runner Trailers and G5 Outdoors. Back in a minute.
So what are you going to do with that center console boat that hasn't seen water in 2 years? Or that Harley that never made it to Bike Week? Or how about that Winnebago you were going to use every summer? It was a great idea at the time. Well, those plans never happened, and now you're stuck paying for these expensive toys. Time to get rid of them. And I know just the place. The annual Trade-A-Thon at Brandon Ford. June 2017 is Trade-A-Thon 2017. Brandon Ford will take your Dixie Chopper or your helicopter, your jet ski or your RV, your Can-Am or your rusted old Trans Am. Extra appraisers on hand to take whatever you may have, even if you still owe money on them. Even if you're not buying a vehicle at Brandon Ford. Trade-A-Thon 2017 is bigger and better than ever, and it's going on now at Brandon Ford, America's largest volume F-150 dealer. Highway 60 and 301 in Tampa, 24/7 at BrandonFord.com.
If you want to pay less and get a lot for whatever you're trading, come to Trade-A-Thon at Brandon Ford.
Hunters and collectors will tell you that if you want the friendliest, most laid-back, packed full of firearms gun shop in Pinellas County, then you've got to go to Deer Hunter Guns. If you want Civil War guns, antique guns, new guns, shotguns, pistols, knives, or even that hard-to-find ammo, you got to make a trip to Deer Hunter Guns. If you're looking for something out of the ordinary you just can't seem to find, stop in and see Chuck. The man is a bloodhound when it comes to finding stuff, and he will find it. So go get what you need at Deer Hunter Guns in Clearwater. It's just across the street from the original original Hooters on Gulf to Bay.
Join Mark Charles Thursday nights at 11:05 for the MMA talk show featuring guest appearances by UFC fighters and the top MMA analysts, and takes your listener phone calls to get your take on the latest current events in the world of combat sports. Tampa Bay's business address, Money Talk 1010, takes off its tie and relaxes with Mark Charles and the MMA talk show every Thursday night at 11:05 p.m. MMA talk show highlights and interviews on OutsideInterferenceRadio.com.
Hey, this is Jonathan Swindle of Arrowhead Archery Shop and co-host of Big and Wild Outdoors, here to tell you about a new product we're using at the ranch and carrying at the shop. It's Horn Max Super 20 mineral and molasses blocks. Both blocks are loaded with organic trace minerals, rich in protein, nutrients, and amino acids to maximize